This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Thyatira, Hold Fast. Today's scripture comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verses 18 through 25. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, "The words of the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your works, your love and faith and service and patient endurance, and that your latter works exceed the first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice sexual immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I will throw her on a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her I will throw into great tribulation, unless they repent of her works, and I will strike her children dead. And all the churches will know that I am he who searches mind and heart, and I will give to each of you as your works deserve. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not learned what some call the deep things of Satan, to you I say, I do not lay on you any other burden. Only hold fast what you have until I come." Thyatira didn't have great cultural importance like Ephesus. It wasn't a significant religious center like Pergamum. It didn't occupy a strategic site like Laodicea. All Thyatira had was trade. The business of Thyatira was business. But that presented a problem for the church there. Working in business meant belonging to the trade guilds, quasi-religious organizations that controlled all employment. Their gatherings involved sacrifices to the gods, with eating and drinking the sacrificial offerings. And, as so often with boozy parties, sexual shenanigans soon followed. Could Christians participate in such things? Jezebel, a codename for an influential teacher in the congregation, said yes. Jesus said no. And the church mostly said nothing, hoping the issue would just fade away. Jesus had a lot of good to say about this church, but he criticized them for one thing: their tolerance. For the church to tolerate people who are different is good. To tolerate false teaching and immoral behavior is not. Christ's word to us is this: hold fast until I come. That isn't just negative, standing firm against sin. It's also positive, holding fast in following and imitating Jesus. It's like how Mr. Standfast in Pilgrim's Progress summed up his life: "I have loved to hear my Lord spoken of, and wherever I have seen the print of his shoe in the earth, there I have coveted to set my foot too." This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.